在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.tingroom.com。
Reading for pleasure.
补充阅读。
The girl in the pagoda. A beautiful girl lived in Luoyang in China. There was a very tall pagoda in the city. One day, it was very hot. The girl sat under a big tree. Suddenly, a strong wind came. It carried the girl into the sky. The girl's family was very sad.
We want you, that beautiful girl!
They said. The girl opened her eyes. She was at the top of the pagoda. A young man was in front of her.
Will you marry me?
Asked the young man.
No, I won't, said the girl. I want to go home.
The young man was angry.
Then you will stay in this pagoda,
he said. Every day the young man visited the girl. But the girl still didn't want to marry the young man. One day, the window of the pagoda was open. The girl looked out and saw the young man below. But now he wasn't a young man. He was a monster. The girl was very scared. Later, the girl saw a man below the pagoda.
Help! Help!
She said. But the man couldn't hear her. So the girl threw her clothes out of the window. The man saw the clothes. Then he looked up and saw the girl at the top of the pagoda. He ran to the village for help. The next day, everyone went to the pagoda to help the girl. When the girl's brother saw the monster, he hit him with a big stick. The monster flew away into the sky. Then they rescued the girl.
I missed you so much, said the girl to her brother.
Everyone in the village had parties for many days. A special pet. One day, Amy went to buy a pet. She didn't want a cat or a dog. She didn't want a goldfish.
I want a special pet, Amy thought.
So she went to the pet shop.
Can I help you? Asked the woman in the shop.
I want to buy a pet, said Amy.
Here's a lovely kitten, the woman said.
Thank you, but I don't want a kitten, said Amy.
This is a very nice dog, the woman said.
I don't want a dog, said Amy.
And what about this goldfish? It's very beautiful.
My brother's got a goldfish, said Amy. I want to buy a really special pet.
Here's a special pet, said the woman.
It's very beautiful, said Amy.
It's a parrot, said the woman. And it's very clever.
Look, it's got two strings on its feet, said Amy.
That's right, said the woman.
Why? Amy asked.
Well, pull this string and find out, she said.
Amy pulled the first string.
Hello,
said the parrot.
Wow, said Amy.
Now, pull the other string, the woman said.
Amy pulled the other string.
Good boy,
said the parrot.
That's great, said Amy.
Do you want to buy the parrot? Asked the woman.
Oh, yes, said Amy. But what will happen when I pull both strings? She asked.
I will fall off my perch, of course,
said the parrot. Louis Braille,
Louis Braille lived near Paris in France. His father made saddles for horses.
Don't touch the knife, Louis. It's dangerous.
When Louis was 3, he tried to use his father's awl. It slipped and went into his eye.
Ow!
We must find a doctor.
But it was 1812. There were no buses or cars, and there were no doctors nearby.
There is a good doctor in Paris.
Louis and his father went to Paris. They travelled all day.
My other eye hurts too, Papa.
The doctor shone a light into Louis's eyes. Louis did not blink.
What can you see?
Nothing. It's very dark.
Louis and his father went home, but Louis still couldn't see. He was blind.
Louis will never read or write.
At first, Louis went to the village school. He was a very good student.
He can't write, but he remembers everything.
When he was 10, Louis went to a school for blind children in Paris.
I want to go to a special school for blind children.
Louis could read the alphabet with his fingers, but he wanted to read more quickly.
I can feel the letter D, but it's very slow.
So Louis invented an alphabet for the blind. He made dots for each letter on a piece of paper.
These 6 dots are the letter D.
A man came and read books to Louis. Louis then wrote the books in the new alphabet.
Now I can read and write.
Louis died when he was only 42, but soon blind people all over the world could read and write.
We will call this new alphabet 3.